Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today, alongside you, Douglas. This is the Midday Show. Is this song for you, Kyle? That you're the man.
It's for Kyle Schwarber, obviously.
Oh, okay. I legitimately thought Kyle was playing that for himself.
You think I would do that?
I still think he did. Yeah, he did. Honestly.
He probably would.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of guy.
Oh.
You're all welcome.
I would say Kyle. Well, yeah, you are a me guy.
That's right.
215-592-9494. If you want to get in, talking a lot about the Phils today, Kyle Schwarber, 4 home runs last night, and asking if we overreacted to the Mets series. 3 bad games, but it was 3 games. The Phils getting back at it. They beat the Braves last night. Hopefully they can continue on this weekend. And, hey, you'll get another shot at the Mets. 4 games here, September 8th through the 11th. That's going to be a big week. We got 4 games then. That'll be Chiefs week as the Eagles get ready for the Super Bowl rematch. That's going to be incredible stuff. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. Micah Parsons getting traded to the Green Bay Packers. And,
you're going to let me do this read?
Oh.
Just going to keep on talking.
Oh, yeah. No, go ahead. My bad. That's my fault.
This segment is sponsored by CJ's Tire and Auto. At CJ's Tire and Auto, you can save big on service and on thousands of tires from all the top-tier brands you trust. CJ's isn't just about tires. They've got your whole ride covered. Visit CJ's Tire and Auto today. Now you go.
Well done. Well, that was smooth. Hopefully, it goes as smooth next week, next Wednesday. 5 o'clock, from 5 to 6. If you missed the big announcement this morning on the morning show, next week the rally for Royers in Royersford at McGurk's in Royersford, the afternoon show hosting, and from 5 to 6 p.m. What a reunion! Hugh Douglas and Terrell Owens together at last.
That's gonna be awesome.
Excited?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be fun. Should be interesting.
Haven't seen T.O. in a long, like, but what, 20 years? Been a while. It's been a while.
I remember where I was when I heard, about the issues.
I remember where I was.
I was in college at Temple, listening to WIP, Douglas just got in a fight with T.O. in the locker room, in the weight room.
I remember like it was yesterday, because I was there. I was actually there.
Obviously, you were.
But you know what the funny thing about it is, and I'm pretty sure he gets the same thing, that story gets told so many different ways. Uh-huh. Like that at this point, it's like, man, out of all the other stuff that I've done, everybody always wants to bring that story up.
You guys can hash it out next week.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
Clear some space.
Yeah, it should be interesting. So go out.
We're both in our 50s now.
At least you're not going to be naked this time.
I wasn't naked last time. And he wasn't naked either.
We'll get his side.
It's been disputed.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
So make sure you're out at McGurk's of Royersford next Wednesday afternoon, 5 to 6 p.m. That's going to be awesome. But the Cowboys trade Parsons. Are the Eagles alone in the NFC in a class of their own now? I don't know. I think the Packers are going to be good. There are some good teams in the NFC.
The Commodores going to be pretty decent.
Yeah.
They're an old team.
No, the NFC is over.
Yeah, I agree. I proclaimed it over last Friday.
Here we go with that hyperbole.
Well, you know what is over? And I think we can all agree right now. Can we all agree the Eagles are going to kick the Cowboys' ass on Thursday night? Like, that game is not going to be close.
What is the definition of kick ass? Like, you mean the way
double digit, an easy double digit?
You mean the way the Mets kicked our ass the other day?
Yes. Similar to that. So. I don't know why you got to bring
it.
I'm trying to get over it today.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to figure out what your measurement of ass kicking.
I'm feeling like a 34-14 ass kicking.
I don't think it's going to be
on Thursday night.
I don't think it's going to be. Okay, TK, I'm asking you the same thing I asked the caller yesterday that called and said, you know, we overreacted about the Mets. What have you seen thus far from the Philadelphia Eagles this year that warrants you to think that it's going to be an ass whooping?
I mean, they haven't played. What I've seen is the Cowboys just traded away their best player.
Yeah, but knowing about how these knowing about how these rivalries go, they're usually a lot closer, especially when you talk about the beginning of the season, than they are at any other time.
But that's usually in a situation where a team doesn't trade their best guy and one of the best players in the league.
I mean,
days before the season.
But there's this thing called hate that's one hell of a motivator. Like hatred.
Well, maybe the Cowboys players hate Jerry Jones.
And playing above your station, is a thing. It really, really is.
Come on,
like, you know, those
not
first
for the Cowboys.
Cowboys
suck.
I'm not saying the Cowboys win, people. That's not what I'm saying. But, okay, perfect example. Last night I went to the University of Delaware, Delaware State game, right? So I'm walking up and I'm listening to the fans talk. And there was nobody in the building that thought that they thought it was going to be a blowout. 31-point spread. As a matter of fact, that was the line, I think, going into this game.
It was, yeah.
It was 31 points. And I had a friend of mine, and he said, dude, I put $500 on this game for them to cover the spread. It was like, that's a lot of points. And they didn't cover the spread. And I will tell you this. Being at that game, Delaware State, there were some missed opportunities there where – it could have been different, and that crowd got quiet. Like, that was the best feeling in the world when I saw that, like, DeSean Jackson's team come in there. They didn't win the game, but they showed up, and they played very, very well for his first game, and there was a lot of mistakes made. University of Delaware did not cover the spread. So that's what I'm talking about. They were in for a little bit of a fight.
Well, the Eagles will cover next week. I'm telling you, first play from scrimmage.
It's going to be tight.
Think about this. First play from scrimmage, Saquon, 70 yards of the house.
Wow.
Think about how crazy that place
would be. This
place
would be on fire.
But Cowboys can stop the run.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but don't you think to some degree the players in that Cowboys locker room, like, the wind's already taken out of their sails?
You know what, Kyle? I think those players in the locker room are like, okay, first of all, they're wondering what happened with Jerry and Micah. And they're like, damn, Micah got paid. Like, they're like, wow. Micah got, from what I saw, he got way more money than what they were offering him. So, or what was speculated that they were offering him. They're probably looking at it like he got paid. And, you know, they still hate the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm pretty sure Dak feels that way. Dakota out there talking about, going to the NFC Championship game, and I think it was against the Green Bay Packers.
Well, that was when he had Micah Parsons. He doesn't have him
anymore.
That's
what I'm saying, but I think that, you know, like Jalen likes to say, you keep the main thing. They're going to come ready to play, man. And let's not forget that we have some warts on defense. Like, the offense of the Dallas Cowboys is still pretty decent. We're talking about the defense. Their offense is still pretty decent.
No, it is, and, you know, the Cowboys might be able to move the ball a little bit, but
and they got what crazy ass George Pickens.
Yeah,
he might crash out before the season.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He might not last out the whole season.
The Cowboys. I think Kyle's right. I think the wind's probably taken out of their sails after this move. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, let's go back to the phones. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon.
Not too much. So I'll get right to the Philly thing. No, absolutely not did we overreact to the Mets series. Last night was awesome. Great game. It was so much fun to watch. But the whole time I'm getting irritated that where was this? You know, why now? But I don't know. It's just you can't overreact to losing like that to the Mets. That was pathetic.
Yeah, Andy, I get the frustration. I was frustrated as well. But I think, like, some of the way the team was talked about, I think was over the top. Like, oh, they're a bunch of losers. Oh, they don't care. I don't believe that to be true. I think they had a bad series. You're right. We need to boo them. Some people have said. I just think that was a little too far.
Well, I guess the question is, did you go over the top? And no, I didn't call them losers or anything, but I'm still annoyed at the way they handled that series. It was awful. And it was like they had no heart coming out. They didn't – it just felt like they weren't trying. But, I mean, when you go in giving up saying that we have a hard time here, then it's – you don't think that that's reason to be annoyed?
No, it's reason to be annoyed, but I guess I don't see it the same way, Andy. Like, I don't look at it as they went up there and rolled over and gave up. I think they had a bad series. I think it's fair to be frustrated about that, and it's fair to be angry about the fact that the Mets have dominated the Phillies this year. I just don't necessarily see it the same way.
Yeah, it just, to me, it smacked of, what was it, '09 with the New York is our or is my daddy comment.
Mm. Yeah,
you know
no,
I'm talking about
no,
Manny Ramirez.
Yeah, I hear you, Andy, and I appreciate the call. And yeah, I mean, right now the Mets are the Phillies' daddy when they play head to head. Thankfully, though, like the Mets can't beat anybody else. So I mean that's something that does matter. I mean, the Mets lose the Marlins last night. So the division, I still think the division's well in hand. And the important thing for the Phillies right now, statistically, they need that two seed. Like, they need that two seed badly. Because if you get the two seed, you're probably not going to have to worry about the Mets. Then you get that bye. Then you play the winner of Mets-Dodgers. I highly doubt the Mets would beat the Dodgers in a series, which, I mean, Dodgers aren't necessarily a fun matchup either.
But
man,
you match. I think you have a better chance when you match up against the Dodgers than you do the Mets.
The Phillies have played the Dodgers well.
Yeah,
over the course of the years, they I think won 5 out of 6 from them last year.
Just the most frustrating part about it is like, I know it sounds crazy for me to say after what just happened, but like the Mets aren't that good. That's part of why it's so annoying.
It is.
Like I think the Phillies are better than the Mets. Like what we just can't.
I know the Phillies are better.
It's
than
so
Mets.
Annoying.
It's the matchup.
I'm telling
something
you
about the matchup that doesn't favor us.
It does it not feel a lot like Phillies Braves in 22 and 23? Like that's what it feels like to me.
It's like a triangle. Like the Mets own us, we own the Braves own the Mets.
Yeah, it's weird. I think the Phillies will get them in a couple weeks here in the 4-game series. I'm excited for that, but obviously the Phillies have a lot of work to do before that. Going to Milwaukee, that's going to be a big series for the Phillies as well. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Weird day off on Tuesday, but that should be an interesting series. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. See everybody on hold. We'll get to as many calls as we can in the next segment on all the stuff we can talk about. Also, with the Micah Parsons trade to Green Bay, I'll give you my official TK NFC power rankings. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. Kyle Schwarber, 4 home runs. How many do we think he hits tonight? Man, it'll be if he comes up his first at bat and goes deep again tonight. Yeah, no, that place going to go more. Nuts, man.
That ain't gonna happen tonight.
What? What do you mean? Zero? Why not?
I don't think he hit any tonight.
Bryce Elder. Oh, I think he goes deep once tonight. I'll say he gets one tonight.
And that's not Douglas. That's not hating. That's just
That's hating.
That is not
the way you said it. Sounded like hating.
No, it wasn't hating.
It's like you don't want him to hit any.
Yeah, it sounded like that. It did sound like that. Immediately, I asked, "No, Kyle, he's not hitting any."
Kyle,
tonight.
I had it up to here what you said about this much. No, it's not that. It's just that coming off a night like that, man. Like, I just feel like they're going to go out of their way to make sure that you don't have another night like that. Now, okay, to be fair, you might get one. They ain't going to get you. They ain't going to give you 4. And it's only happened, like, what, 21 times in the history of baseball? Something like that? Like, you're not going to have another night like that. So I'm thinking they're going to protect themselves from you know, you doing that again. If it looked like you about to heat up on them, they probably going to pitch around you.
They better have a good night tonight because I'll tell you what, and it would make me look stupid as well. If they come out and they get shut out or they only score 1 run tonight after scoring 19, that would be very annoying. So
no,
that can't
I don't
happen.
I don't think they're going to take a chance.
Kyle will have to post a video tonight calling for them to boo
again. I will rehash the whole Mets series.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, no, Kyle tweet out the I don't know, the Jalen Hurts
thing. I'll have a word with
Topper. That all you wanted to see and tag Rob Thompson in it? 215-592-9494. If you want to get in a few minutes, I'll give you my NFC power rankings going into this year. Top five teams in the NFC following the Micah Parsons trade. Whether the Eagles are at the top or not. We'll get to that coming up. But first, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Samantha in Quakertown. What's up, Samantha?
Hi.
Hey, Samantha, what's going on?
I wanted to go back to what you were talking about earlier about Aaron Nola, about, you know, how he did last night. First of all, I mean, last night was a phenomenal game to watch. We all know that. And but starting out, it was a little bit scary, you know, the first inning. And do I think that he could be okay in a playoff game this year? I don't know. I kind of agree that, like, that's a little bit sketchy because, I mean, he missed most of the season. And, yeah, he did, you know, end up doing, you know, redeeming himself after the first inning. But you can't trust that in a playoff game. I have to agree with that.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Samantha. He was all over the place in that first inning. I mean, he threw, I think it might have been like 37 pitches. He just couldn't command the zone. And that's and I think with Nola right now, the concerning thing is he's nibbling and he's not going after hitters because his stuff isn't that good. And it's like if that's going to be a continual problem for him, it's going to be hard for him to pitch and to stay in games very long.
Oh yeah, I mean you're talking about playing in playoff games and against these players that have been, you know, doing all right all season, and you're basically just starting your season out now. And that's what, I mean, I'm not saying it's anybody's fault, but that's a lot to ask of somebody, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, he's only got like a month to figure it out now. I mean, they need to see what they need to see from Nola to feel comfortable in starting a playoff game. And right now, and I'm sure the Phillies would prefer to put him out there over a Lizardo or a Walker, but right now, I just don't feel very good about it. But what are you bringing to a Labor Day barbecue?
I love a good burger, so I got to say a burger. I'm sure that's a very basic answer. I know everybody else's answers have been more intricate, but I am just a sucker for a good burger.
That's a good answer. Appreciate the call.
A damn good burger.
Yeah.
Better be banging.
I think.
Hold on, what do you mean?
No, because
it's a simple barbecue. Yeah. You're having high standards for a cookout burger.
Let me tell you. Well,
put some damn cheese on the thing. Call it a day, man.
You know what though? Because burgers are like the ones that are there the most. The burgers and the dogs.
Yeah,
chicken's always gone. Ribs are for damn sure always gone.
It's making me hungry.
So
man. Jeez.
So what is a good burger consist of then?
Well, what do you want, a gourmet burger from somebody at a cookout?
No, listen, Samantha, and I'm not picking on you. I don't want you to think I'm picking.
Yes, you are.
I am not. But let's workshop this a little bit here.
Okay.
Burgers are the ones that burgers and the dogs usually get done first, right? Chickens right after that.
Okay.
And then the ribs take the longest. The ribs go first because that's what everybody wants, right? Burgers probably dry as hell, and you're probably masking the burgers with a whole lot of ketchup,
mayo,
and mustard, and all the accoutrement that you put on the burger. So what is a good burger at a cookout? That's what I'm asking.
Well, I think you can have a good tasty burger, and you put stuff on it.
I think your standards are a little bit.
No, yeah. but you understand how much have I been drinking? Because I ain't been to
a lot.
I have
not been to a Labor Day barbecue.
Yeah.
I have not. Okay,
drinking all day.
I'm not trying to put Samantha in a box.
Too late.
But when you talk about good burger, dog, what are we talking about? Like Red Robin?
You just crushed Samantha.
I did
you
not.
Were talking
you
about Samantha, a good, well-made patty.
No. See, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all just picking
I
right
don't
now.
Know what you're talking
you know
about.
What
you're
I'm
picking
talking
on
about.
Samantha.
No, because at the Grill Master, when you grill, the ribs are last. Everybody's waiting on the ribs.
I don't like they're too messy, the ribs.
No, but everybody's waiting on the ribs because the
now
ribs
guys,
are the
you
ones.
You guys are both out of control.
No, because the ribs are the ones that are taking the most time. They're the ones that's probably been marinating in the brine or whatever you have your ribs marinating in, the whiskey, whatever that is, the baby back whiskey ribs or whatever. The chicken is a close second to the ribs. The burgers and the dogs are usually dried and charred because they don't take that long to cook.
I prefer the burgers and dogs over the chicken and the ribs.
So my
it's
question
just an
again,
easy thing to eat, grab, no, you can hold saying, it in your hand.
I'm just saying, what is a good burger? Because it's usually on a feeble piece of bread.
How about just not a hockey puck, but like a I think, you know, listen, when Samantha gave that answer, I don't think she was referring to a bad burger.
Well, it's okay. That's what I'm saying. I'm just asking what do you call a good burger at a cookout?
Whatever Samantha's bringing to the cookout.
A nice juicy burger with a nice melted piece of cheese on top. That's a good burger.
First of all, let's be real.
No.
It ain't good cheese that we use for the burgers or the hot dogs.
American is perfectly fine.
It's not, but that's not, we're not using Kraft. We're using some off-brand cheese for the burgers.
Why not?
No, we're not. Because the burgers are dry. They've been dry. They've been sitting in the pan.
What do you think the American cheese is for? It's not for flavor.
Here's a burger snob.
Let me ask you this.
You're annoying.
I mean, duh. I am annoying. So what do you mean? But let's be honest. At the cookout, you usually always have an overabundance of burgers and hot dogs that are left.
Sure.
That nobody eats. And the burgers are usually dry, super dry. And you hide the taste of the dry-ass burger with the cheese.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't know, so man. What is I a like
good,
burgers.
So that's what I'm saying. What is a good burger at a cookout?
Maybe you just don't like burgers.
No.
Yeah, I just think you're overthinking it, man.
Yeah.
Don't
eat the burger then.
Yeah.
Don't eat it.
Seriously. Don't ruin it for the rest of us, you.
Fine.
My God.
You're not allowed to have any burgers.
Jeez. You sound like a terrible guest at a cookout.
Because when she said, no, listen, Samantha, and again, I'm not picking on you, but when she said good burger, I'm thinking she bringing them from like a restaurant or something.
From like Five Guys or something?
Five Guys, Red Robin, wherever. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Because
you ain't getting no good burger at a cookout, dog. You're getting a dry-ass piece of meat that you're hiding the flavor with the cheese and the mustard and all the other stuff.
If you're having Hugh over this weekend, don't let him eat the burger.
Yeah. He's going to judge you and complain. He'll look down on them, tell you how dry they are.
Let's be honest, man. The burgers and the hot dogs are for the children. The ribs and the chicken are for the grown-ups.
Then I'm a child, because I'd rather have that stuff. The ribs are too messy. Sauce everywhere. And
TK, what are you wearing, an all-white suit when you go to cookouts?
No, but
talking about the ribs are too messy.
I don't want barbecue sauce all over my face.
Man, listen. I'm going to put barbecue sauce in my beard. If it's some good ribs,
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and let them ribs have it.
There you go.
them burgers be dry, and them hot dogs be all feeble looking, wilted and whatnot. Feeble. Nah.
You're breaking up the hot dogs anyway.
I am definitely doing that.
Let's go to Lou in Bethlehem. What's up, Lou?
Lou.
I don't know, man. I'd like to tell you guys what I bring to a barbecue, but I don't know if I could say it pretty enough for you.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be
Lou
careful.
Is a very
hold up, Lou. In my defense, I mean, what barbecue have you been to where the burgers have led the way?
Mine.
Okay, so what do you do? Okay, so tell me what you do with your burgers.
Well, it's burgers so general. I mean, to each his own. Seriously speaking, some people like hockey pucks. Some people like it, you know, medium rare. I mean, it's very general.
Okay,
to,
that's what I'm with you with the medium rare. I'm with you there.
But that last hockey puck at the end, I'm all over that. I'm all over that because that's the way I like my burgers.
That's after the beers are flowing and stuff.
It doesn't matter at that point.
That's what I started out with. How much have you been drinking?
You just need sustenance. Yeah.
He said a whole lot.
Well, just to start it off, because I got some stuff. Well, let me talk about Parsons, if you don't mind,
Go for it.
Okay. Cowboy fans are absolute turds, man. All right? let's just say something we all know. I got fans thinking that, well, we got two first-round picks and life is okay. They are the absolute laughingstock of the NFL as far as I'm concerned, and they're going to continue to be a punchline so long as Jerry Jones doesn't age, and I'm all for it. But the gap has been bridged just a little bit because Rashawn Gary and Micah Parsons on the other side, man, that's scary. They won't stop the tush-push, but NFC Championship game, Packers, Eagles, and take your pick as to where it's going to be.
Yeah, they're a good team, Lou, and the Eagles play them on Monday night, I think, in November. So we'll get to see that matchup then. But yeah, I mean, the Packers—they've been a playoff team the last couple of years, and their problem was their defense. And man, they just got a whole lot better with Parsons.
Of course, I hope we push the heck out of them. You know,
Yep.
Just so that we just let them know that that's not going away anytime soon in our own way. What I would bring to a barbecue. Well, I've been hearing chicken. I've been hearing ribs. I've been hearing all the standards. Gentlemen, lose Cuban sandwiches. I would bring it in a aluminum tray. I would make them on Amoroso rolls, which you are very familiar with. I would chop them in half and make them into sliders. The Cuban sandwich, I don't know if you've ever had it. It is as follows. Let's picture a very tasty Amoroso club roll, Swiss cheese, dill pickle, a slice of dill pickle from end to end on the sandwich, Alpine ham, Cuban marinated pork, my family recipe, and then another slab of Swiss, pressed panini style, and then chopped up slider style into an aluminum tray, covered, put in the oven for about 15 minutes. There won't be any left. I guarantee it.
Well, well you got that me sounds with good.
Panini, because that you mean you're going to smush the sandwich and are you you said press it, right? You pressing it all together?
Sandwich press, sir, for about 5 minutes, buttered each side. It's beautiful. And
then, oh, that sounds awesome.
That does sound good, Lou. Appreciate the call. I love the specificity of the answers that we're getting today.
Specificity, you hear that big old word.
Yeah.
You hear TK with the big old word.
You Douglas could never.
By the way,
I would never be able to pronounce that.
Just something I was.
That would not come out.
Just something I was thinking about during Lou's call. Don't you guys find it very, I find it fascinating. We haven't heard from the Weasel Cowboy Jim today. A day after the Parsons trade.
I don't find that fascinating at all.
Oh, yeah, Cowboy Jim goes into hiding the day after the Parsons trade. Mm-hmm.
By the way, Aaron in San Diego's all over the YouTube chat. Like, oh, I'm not calling since TK's in. Good.
Yeah, good, Aaron. I don't want to talk to you. So I'm glad you didn't call. We probably wouldn't have taken your call anyway. So thanks a lot. 215-592-9494. I did want to give you my power rankings in the NFC real quick, though. Because, obviously, leading up to week one, top five teams in the NFC. I'll start with number five. And at number five, I'm going with the Detroit Lions. Now, a talented team for sure. They had the best record in the NFC last year. But I can't put them any higher than five. I think losing both coordinators is going to be a big deal for them. Aaron Glenn did a great job of that defense. Ben Johnson, obviously, great job of that offense. We're going to see how great of a coach Dan Campbell is this year. I think Dan Campbell's a fine coach. Don't think he's like, you know, one of the upper echelon guys. So I have the Lions at number five in the NFC. Number four, I'm going to go with the Minnesota Vikings here. The Vikings' entire season is basically going to come down to can J.J. McCarthy play or not?
Yeah.
But last year, they won, 14 games with Sam Darnold? I still kind of think Sam Darnold stinks. Like, he was bad at the end of the year last year, lost that final game against the Lions, was terrible in the playoff game. Brian Flores is a good defensive coordinator. Their roster's pretty loaded. So I'll go with the Vikings at number four. Number three, Green Bay Packers. After this trade for Parsons, I put the Packers ahead of the Vikings and Lions. Think they're well-coached.
Are these your NFC power rankings or NFC North power rankings?
The NFC. Three of the NFC North teams in there.
So you have the Detroit, because of the coordinators gone, right?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
Lions five. So I have Lions third in that division. Vikings four. Packers three. Number two, I'm going to go with a team that didn't make the playoffs last year. I'm going with San Francisco 49ers. I think that's a team.
Bounce back.
They're going to bounce back. Kyle Shanahan, big game choker. We all know that. But one of the better coaches in the NFL. If McCaffrey's healthy, if they're reasonably healthy, and they had the addition by subtraction of losing fat Debo Samuel. So I think they're going to be better this year. I think they win the West. They're number two. Number one, though, not by a wide margin, but it is the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles still the best team in the NFC, even with their issues on defense. So Eagles, Niners, Packers, Vikings, Lions, top five in the NFC. You guys have any issue with those rankings?
I mean, come on.
The one that I had, but you explained it, the Detroit Lions being as low as they are, the third team in their own division, that division they won last year. I thought that was kind of crazy, but I get what you're coming. I get what you're coming from.
I'm iffy on the Niners, the Lions thing. Vikings, I'm not. Come on.
We're at the Commodores.
I'm telling you, step back here for the Commodores.
Mm. I kind of agree with that.
The Eagles are going to cruise this division.
Packers should probably be up there. I agree. NFC's over.
Cruises strong.
Like, where's the Rams? Where's the Bucks?
The Bucks, I question being in there. The Rams, I mean, they're going to be maybe in the playoffs, but I don't know. I'm not. Stafford's banged up. Their backup's Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, they're not going to be a great team.
Jimmy G's been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Jimmy G's fine. He stunk the last couple of years, though.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I just, would you be surprised if he had to go in and
handle his
have
business.
To fill in for a few games and Sean McVay, like, gets a few wins out
yeah,
of him?
Yeah, I mean, McVay's a good coach. There's no question about
that. Well, that's
good. And I guarantee, like, I wasn't worried about the Rams playoff game at all going into it, and then I was terrified during the game. So I probably didn't give them enough credit last year.
Okay. Interesting top five.
But I need to ask you, Kyle, as the resident, kind of, we bounce bets off each other sometimes. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this future I put in? Plus 450, division winner parlay. Bills, Texans, Eagles, plus 450.
Bills, Texans, Eagles?
To win their divisions.
All of those together is plus 450?
Yes.
Oh.
Not bad, right?
Well, I'm surprised at those odds, to be honest. I feel like they'd be longer.
Yeah, longer, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're picking three division winners. Like,
yeah,
there's so much that could happen.
The Texans division
combined
terrible.
Feels crazy.
Texans division's bad. The yeah. Bills, who else is going to be good in the East?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, no, I think I could. I'm with you on all three of those guys winning the division, but feels like. Feels weak.
Yeah. So
weak odds,
now man. I don't feel as good about it. Let's go to Zach. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's going on? Thank you for taking my call. First time, long time. Yeah, I'm looking at this Micah Parsons trade, and I'm kind of scratching my head like everybody else is. And then I'm so bored, I turned on that Cowboys show last night, and it gets to the part where Jerry's talking about trading Herschel Walker. And I couldn't help but think, man, this seems very very similar to the Parsons trade. Kyle educated me on how they are different, for sure, but I think with the Walker trade, he had to flip those players, those Vikings players, into picks. And, you know, this time he just got the picks. So I'm not a fan. Obviously, I'm a Birds fan. But I think it does give a little bit of an insight into the mind palace of Jerry.
The players they got from the Vikings, I think there was the part of the deal was if they cut the players, then they would get the draft picks. I don't think he had to even trade them.
You're talking about with the Herschel trade?
The Herschel trade, yeah.
Well, I know the Herschel trade set Jimmy Johnson up for, I think it was to get Emmitt and Eric Williams. It was a bunch of guys that they got to help put them in position to be the Super Bowl caliber team that they were. But I don't think this is the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is only two first-round picks. They're probably going to be late picks.
Yeah, because the Green Bay Packers are going to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be really good.
And I guess, like, my thing with it is, ask yourself, what kind of player are they hoping to get with one of these first-round picks? A player the caliber of Micah Parsons?
Right. The odds of both those players equaling Micah Parsons is not good.
The thing that bothers me about it is how, like, and I've said this about Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons is a hell of a pass rusher. In a league that needs pass rushers. Now, he can be nullified, but everybody around this trade, or everybody that sees this as a bad trade, because you got back a 30-year-old player, and you got two draft picks that are contingent upon how bad the Green Bay Packers are. So I don't see how anybody could think that this is a good trade.
No, it's I don't believe it is a good trade. What do you got for something you're bringing to a cookout, Zach?
Yeah, so I'm bringing Cornishon pickles. Sometimes people call them gherkins. You go to these cookouts, and everybody's got the meats and everything sorted, but the condiments are usually pretty lame, and you got to have some acid to cut all the fat that's going on with the meat. So those little tiny pickles, I think it's a great bring.
Okay, there you go. Appreciate the call,
Gherkin
Zach.
Gherkin pickles.
Little pickles.
You into tiny pickles? That have been pickled into brine or vinegar.
Where do you fall in that barbecue, czar, Hugh?
Pickles?
Yeah, yeah.
Little pickles.
I mean,
nothing. No, you don't like it?
All right. I can't picture Hugh snacking on the
little pickles.
No, you don't little, like the little pickles.
Hey, you got little pickles.
He's not a fan of little pickles. Not at all. 215-592-9494. Yes, he does. He certainly does. He likes the big pickle. Right, Hugh? You like a big pickle?
Why you keep asking me, TK?
I'm just saying.
You see, I'm trying to be an adult in this situation. You see, well, I'm trying not to be.
I'm trying to stall. I'm trying to stall so we don't have time for UP.
I would
have
rolled him until he told me no.
You got about 2 minutes.
We'll get to you people in the final segment before we get out of here for the weekend, thank God. And we'll name our prize winner for Friday Friday today. Tom Kelly, Hugh Douglas is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's time for you people. This is the Midday Show. Tom
all
Kelly,
right. You came
for Joe
Chilio
today, alongside Hugh Douglas. All right, what do we got today, Kyle?
Kyle must feel like such an idiot after yesterday.
He does not.
It's a very odd way to say thank you for saving the Philly season. Try again.
Well, yeah. Kyle wants to be lauded. He thinks he was in the right.
Well, I was, but anyway. Quick one. Do the Eagles build a statue for Jerry Jones?
That's a great idea. Maybe we should. Maybe they were championship game in 30 years.
The idea of that seems to have disgusted Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, that's a lot.
How many championship games have the Eagles been to since the Cowboys have been to one? Like 10?
Well, let's see. Four, five, right with Andy. Seven, eight.
Nine.
Close.
Nine.
Yeah, close.
Nine of them. How about that?
Wow. Thank you, Jerry.
Well, what happened to the music? We haven't played the music at the beginning?
I faded it down, man.
Oh, okay. Sorry. What else? We got?
Hold on.
I like the music.
Fill in for a few days and acts like he runs the whole place.
I know. I just like the music. Well, what else we got?
It's very clear that Hugh Douglas hates Kyle.
Kyle who? Which one?
I think you? He means Kyle Schwarber.
Quinn? Seriously?
It's very clear. Yep.
It's almost that, like you don't know if you like him or
no,
don't like
no,
him.
No, I just find that perplexing. Now, we go at it, yeah. But as far as hate is strong. Hate is strong.
It's interesting how it's clear.
Yeah.
Look, it's.
I don't think Hugh hates Kyle at all. I think he loves Kyle.
I mean, I just find that weird to say. If somebody's like, I don't know.
Yep.
Now, I've hated some people, but Kyle's not one of them.
Yeah, I don't think he hate Kyle. No. What else we got?
Hugh Douglas is embarrassing. You're an Eagles legend. Act like one.
What does that even mean?
I do not know.
Yeah, what did you do today?
I don't know, but well, I like it when...
How do you act like an Eagles legend, first of all?
Yeah, what is that?
Like, do you want Hugh to, like...
Like, run around to my, hey, I played for the Eagles.
What are you doing with your arms?
Hey, I played for the Eagles. Hey, you know, hey, treat me with respect.
Surprised Hugh would even attend a barbecue because that means small talk.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But there has to be drinks.
Listen, yeah. If I had a couple gummies, I'd probably sit in the corner just smile and giggle. When I hung out with Spike and the guys in New Orleans, I just dozed off and laughed the whole time.
Really? Dozed off and laughed. Sounds like you.
I would wake up every night. No, listen. I had the most fun watching Spike crash out because of the dinner that Elliot chose that didn't have any vegan options.
Oh, no.
That was the absolute best.
Tom Kelly is way more miserable, I've noticed, when he's hosting by himself. He must hate Buzz and Fran Rojas.
Not entirely inaccurate.
I'm not a big fan of Fran.
Oh, really? You don't like Fran?
No, because
I'm not a big fan of Buzz.
Is it because of the parlays that he's giving him?
No, he gave me some good parlays. But one day we were at McGurk's, right?
Oh, boy.
And I said, hey, Fran, order me a sandwich, right? Order me what you got, right? And he ordered me a sandwich and didn't tell me he had Eminemini on his plate. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this? The sandwich was good, though, by the way. Shout out to McGurk's. But I was not prepared. And Eminemini wasn't that bad either.
Okay.
I mean, to be honest. But I didn't want that. I didn't want Eminemini.
And you like, but you like Buzz because he's ladies.
Well, but Buzz is a lady killer. He's a ladies man.
Crazy.
Heartthrob Buzz in the building.
Hugh Douglas is looking like a pack of Oreo cookies today.
Blue. I guess it's the blue.
Yeah. That's the beard color or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Hugh is way too fluffy to act like he's never had a good burger. Coming at your weight again, man.
That is not true. That is not true.
Man, this is nice. Don't even come for me today. This is great.
I am not fluffy.
Wow, Tom Kelly looks like the second string equipment manager for the Cleveland Browns.
Come on, I'm at least first string.
Backup equipment manager is tough.
That's right. That's
hard. TK looks like a UPS delivery guy that poorly handles all of your deliveries.
Poorly.
Yeah. Get reported.
Accurate.
Don't care enough. TK looks like he loves meatloaf. I don't quite get that.
What's meatloaf? What the hell does that mean?
Dude, meatloaf ain't bad, though.
It's not meatloaf. A big meatloaf.
Question
fan,
I noticed at the end of, is meatloaf considered a struggle meal?
Maybe because it was. I like a good meatloaf.
It's just like meat and ketchup. Mm-hmm. Like basically, yeah. That's all meatloaf is.
Yeah.
Is that that's?
I guess
a
depends
meal?
On what you're putting in the meatloaf.
Yeah.
TK, pick between these two: Tom Kelevitz or Small Jolovitz.
I'll go with Kelevitz. That's
Small Jolovitz sounds.
Small Jolovitz is crazy.
These Jolly Cops are just, I don't know where they're coming from.
Yeah, that's
Small Jolovitz is pretty clever, though.
Yeah.
I'll give that to him. All right, last one. Hugh Douglas should be nicer to Jerry Jones. They'll be sharing a room soon enough.
That is not nice.
I think Jerry gonna go before I go. Hopefully.
I got my fingers crossed. I'll say, I think they took it a little easy on me today.
Yeah,
better than most days.
Yeah, it was a mixed bag today.
Yeah.
There was a lot to go around.
Yeah, so we got a winner for Friday. Who do you guys want to go with? What do you guys think of Lou?
With the sandwiches?
Yeah,
the
Cubans. Like those Cubans?
Yeah, them Cubans sound pretty interesting.
I'm with you.
When he got the sandwich press, that means he puts time and effort into the sandwiches that he's making.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Lou in Bethlehem.
Like,
he is the winner. Lou, you win a pair of tickets to see the Delaware State Hornets host the Norfolk State University Spartans at Lincoln Financial Field on Thursday, October 30th. Eagles legends DeSean Jackson and Michael Vick return to Lincoln Financial Field to face off in their first year as D1 head coaches. Fans can get their tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Thanks to Kyle Quinn producing the show. Fun day today, Hugh. Joe and Hugh will be back up on Tuesday, day after Labor Day. Stay tuned.
By the way, I'll be in with Robbie E. on Monday.
Oh, Kyle, in for Robbie E. on Monday. I'll be in on Monday morning with Alan Ashland, so that should be a fun show. Stay tuned. Coming up from Chickies and Pete's, it's Broads and Marcus Hayes. They're up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.